When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter, his chorus and orchestra, the Charioteers, Skits Henderson, and Bing's guest, the one and only Al Jolson. And standing here in his drape-shaped burlap slacks is Bing Crosby.
Well, I didn't come dressed up tonight, Kenneth, because the opening number is a rainy night in Rio with roof leaks here.
Oh, now, hold everything, Bing. That doesn't make much sense.
Who makes sense on the radio? You catch Henry Morgan. Great show, no sense, fun, fine. Leave us away, John. Rainy night in Rio. We're gone.
What do they do on a rainy night in Rio? What do they do when there is no starry sky? Where do they go when they can't go for a walk? Do they stay home and talk? Or do they sit and sigh? What do they do on a rainy night in Rio?
Rio de Janeiro.
How can they stand on the sand beside the sea?
Can they stand on the sand by the side of the sea?
Maybe the girl wants a tender kiss and go. How tender can you get when you're beneath a wet palm tree? And what do they do in Mississippi?
In Mississippi.
When the skies are drippy. What do they do and when it's murky?
What's your rhyme with murky?
Stand by Albuquerque. What do they do in old Altoona when the moon above ain't bright? Well, that's what they do in Rio on a rainy night.
What do they do on a rainy night in Rio?
Rio de Janeiro.
What do they do when there is no starry sky?
Do they cry for the stars in the sky?
Where do they go when they can't go for a walk?
Do they stay home and talk? Or do they sit and sigh?
Do out here on Pico.
Pico.
They Pico, and what do they do when smog is
lower?
On Figueroa. What do they do in Colorado when a shadow dims the light? Well, that's what they do in Rio de Janeiro on a rainy night.
May I say, Bing, that you and all concerned did a wonderful job on that song?
Is this honest commendation, Ken, or are you fencing for an opening for some crass commercial remarks?
Well, as long as you brought it up,
Bing. I didn't bring up a thing,
well,
now.
It's a fact that on a rainy night in Rio, people listen to Philco radios.
Ah, but is it an interesting fact?
Yes, I think it's interesting. And I have a feeling
that... <What's> that? You're 28-4 right now.
I have a feeling it's raining in Rio right now.
Phenomenal. You must be wired for long-distance rheumatism or something. Is anything else coming in? See what you can get at Santa Anita. I got a bookmaker I'd like to pass post.
I don't don't feel anything coming in from the track right this moment, Bing, but in any town in any country you can mention, you'll find that people go for our sets in a big way.
Any town, any country, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, now, I just thought of a good Mexican town. Mm-hmm. What are they doing in Xochimilco?
Oh. In Xochimilco,
yeah.
It's a Filco.
He's very adept. Well, tell me, Ken, what's the rage in Babylon?
Oh, the big thing there is the 1201.
The 1201, huh? Just zombie. What's popular in the upper reaches of Eastern...
Come on, you got to say
this word. I should have rehearsed this word just about half an hour. Eastern...
Winnie-Potardable?
Winnie-Potardable,
oh,
yeah.
Big... That place.
What kind of word is that?
Well, the big rage in Eastern Winnipetortable is the Foco Portable.
Oh,
had to do it, you know. By the way, where is this town you just made up?
Who knows? I just found it there. It's the first time I ever saw it. Came in pretty handy, though, didn't
certainly
it?
Certainly did. And all clowning aside, Bing, you can listen to Philco's everywhere, because Philco is the world's largest radio manufacturer. And listening to Philco's is an international habit. And Philco is famous for quality the world over.
As a sort of a salute to this evening's guest of honor, Skitch Henderson plays the beautiful waltz from the Sidney Skolsky production, The Jolson Story, the anniversary song. Judging from the latest rundown on the box office receipts, The Jolson Story is a solid flick with the flicker fans from the rock-bound coast of Maine to the moisture-proof slopes of sunny California. I caught it myself the other day, grabbed it, and I got a big kick out of Larry Park's performance in the title role. A hitherto reliable source, however, informs me that he doesn't actually sing all those songs himself. Now, if this rumor is true, I would like to go on record right now as publicly proclaiming a very promising future indeed for the chap whose voice they really use. It was especially thrilling to me when he sang,
though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that blooming May. So if it's raining, have no regrets, because it isn't raining rain, you know.
It's raining violets.
And where you see clouds upon the hills, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April a shower comes,
so, Al, it was really you who sang all those terrific tunes in the Jolson story.
It wasn't Ida Cantor. But, Bing, it was a big thrill in me recording all those songs, really. And I'd like to say right now that the picture gave me all the best of it.
How do you mean?
Well, you know my life, the way they wrote it. Honestly, after the first time I saw it, I wanted to run out and get fitted for a halo.
You're going to make my life story over time, Al.
Yeah.
Yes. In fact, the shooting date was only 2 days off, but, well, the deal went sour.
What happened?
Well, Larry Parks rejected me. He said he couldn't take off that much hair in 2 days. Left me there with egg on my face.
Yeah, yeah.
But Al, just between you and me and my listening audience,
yeah.
That's an old Indian who has the Filco agency in Albuquerque. After you saw the picture, didn't you kind of wish that you were as young as Larry Parks?
Bing, look, if I was as young as Larry Parks, there wouldn't have been anything to make a picture about.
I see what you mean. But, Al, I think one of the reasons I got such a big boot out of the movie was because it reminded me of the first time I ever saw you on the stage.
Bing, look, if you say your mother lifted you out of your carriage for a better view, I'll hit you with Perry Como.
Heaven forfend. But I would like to say that I only hope that I have your energy and your vitality when I reach your age.
I'm sure you will, Bing. And you'll be surprised how quickly those 6 months will pass.
Looks like Hope's writers have been monkeying with this man's material here. But Al, there's something I'd like you to let us in on. Every kid, when he gets into show business, you know he's got an idol.
Yeah.
Now, who did you look up to?
Eddie Cantor. You know, Bing, he was one of my favorite stars when I was a boy.
Well, now, here. Isn't Eddie Cantor younger than you are?
Are you kidding? Cantor was Toastmaster at Dame May Whitty's confirmation.
This is an astounding revelation.
Listen, if you don't believe it, ask Louis Stone. Eddie's his godfather.
I tell you what, let's do. Let's fly in fancy back to my salad days in Spokane.
Mm-hmm.
When the man who was billed as the world's greatest entertainer graced our fair metropolis with his dynamic presence and musical extravaganza called Bombo. The scene, backstage at Charlie York's Auditorium Theater. The time, just before dress rehearsal. A young and eager member of the local citizenry knocks upon the door with the big star on it.
Who is it?
Just a fan, Mr. Jolson. Can I come in for a minute?
Sure, come on. My, what a fine young man. And how neatly dressed you are.
Thank you, sir. It's my mother's doing. She never lets me leave the house unless I'm immaculately clad.
Well, that's fine. And you'll keep it up, won't you?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, indeed, sir.
Look, son, we can dispense with that fur business. You know, for your information, I'm a regular guy.
Well, then, how shall I address you?
Just call me Mr. Jolson, the world's greatest entertainer.
Thank you. Oh, Mr. Jolson, what's that paper you have there?
It's a racing form.
Oh, a racing form. Don't tell me you bet on horses.
What should I bet on? Field mice? I just do it to relax once in a while. It's fun.
Oh, please, Mr. Jolson, let's not discuss it any further. I'd rather remember you the way you were. Now, what I wanted to talk about was my voice. They tell me that I'm a pretty good singer.
Who tells you?
Well, my family, especially my brother Everett. He says I have a wonderful voice. He says I should go on the stage. He says I'd be a sensation. He's a character.
Even then.
I mean, look, son, what kind of a voice have you got?
A manly soprano.
A manly soprano?
Yes, I sing in our church choir.
Well, what kind of a song would you like to sing?
Well, one of my favorites is Irving Berlin's Always.
Irving Berlin's Always. Come on, let's hear a few bars.
All right. I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true always.
Wait a minute, son. What is that boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo about?
Well, that's just something I throw in.
Throw it out.
Look, son, let me tip you off to something. You never must confuse your audience.
Boo-boo-boo-boo. Boo-boo.
If you ever get in a theater with that, you'll have to bring along an interpreter. Besides, it's not commercial.
Well, I whistle, too.
Yeah? Just a moment. You know, people fall asleep if you whistle that way. Huh? Put something in it like this. I thought it was a little flat.
That was great, Al, really.
You ain't heard nothing yet. By the way, what is your name, son?
Harry Lillis Crosby, but my friends call me Bing.
Bing. That's not a name. It's a noise made by an air rifle. You call yourself Harry Lillis Crosby. Now, what I want to tell you is this, that your tone is all right, but you don't have any volume. Why do you sing so quietly?
Well, I figured I could use a megaphone. You see, my folks took me on a trip last year, and while I was in New England, I saw Rudy Valley.
Rudy Valley? Where is that?
Oh, Rudy Valley's a big band leader.
Harry, look, I want to help you.
Yes?
Let me hear you do a song all the way through. I'll listen to you, and maybe I'll have some suggestions.
Okay, Mr. Jolson.
Well, come out here on the stage. My conductor and the boys will play for you. Now, what do you want to sing?
Well, I'd like to sing that song that you do so well, My Blushing Rosie, but I'm not sure I know it.
Well, don't worry, kid. I'll start it, and you join in with me. I think we'll make it all right.
Rosie, you are my Rosie, my Rosie Pope.
Wait a minute. Just a moment. Look, wait for the orchestra.
Oh, yes. Pardon me.
Yeah. All right, Professor, let's have it.
You are my posy. You are my heart bouquet. Come out here in the moonlight. There's something sweet, love, I wanna say. Your honey boy, I'm waiting. Ruby lips to green. Don't be so aggravated, my blushing rosy, my posy sweet. There's a little bunch of sweetness that I long to call my bride. And believe me, I'm not happy, left my baby by my side. Her baptismal name is Rosie, but she puts the rose to shame. And most every night, you'll hear me call her name. Professor, I'm going to sing about my baby.
Rosie, you are my posy.
You are my posy.
You are my heart's bouquet.
My heart's bouquet.
Come out.
Here
in the moonlight. There's something sweet, love. I want to say.
I'm going to sing about my baby.
Your honey,
your honey
boy, I'm waiting.
Your boy, I'm waiting.
Those ruby lips to green. Don't be
rosy. My throat is weak.
Well, that was pretty good. And I want to give you a little tip if you're planning an act. Before you sing, you've got to warm up the audience with a couple of sock jokes. Get them laughing at you.
Oh, I think I know what you mean, Mr. Jolson. Listen to this. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bing playing this week in Spokane, Washington, Crosby, telling you that if you like my songs and snappy chatter, your applause is my bread and batter, and I'll keep doing the same kind of pattern until I get fatter and fatter.
What kind of a joke is that? The audience will hit you with stones. Where did you get that material?
Well, to tell the truth, Mr. Jolson, I stole it from a comedian I saw in Vaudeville last week. His name is Bob. Ho, you kid, ho.
And that's the kind of comedy he does, huh?
Yeah.
He'll be washed up in a year. Now, look, son, let me do a number for you and watch very closely.
Okay.
Let's try Swanee. Hit it, Professor.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss this all. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing you to song time. The banjo's running soft and low. I know that you can call me fool. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X-I, even though my man is waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north won't see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. The folks up north won't see me no more when I get to that Swanee.
Great, Al.
Great, great.
Well, it's fun going back to the good old days with you, Bing. You know, I could go on like this all night.
Thanks, Al, but I'm afraid we'll have to take a breather.
Well, don't tell me you're tired, Sonny boy.
Not that, Al, but along about here in the show, we get a commercial. You got to remind the folks that we've got a Philco or so available, you know.
Bing, why don't we sing that old commercial?
Well, I'm willing to take a chance on it if you are.
Well, let's go, let's go. Can we have a little music, John Scott?
You'll make friends of every stranger
with a Philco record changer,
from the table size
to those that weigh a ton.
Or to make your life ecstatic,
we can can't be too emphatic.
Get that brand new automatic 1201.
Take it.
Yes, for jazz or operatic,
in a ballroom or an attic.
Get the simple but dramatic 1201. And remember, folks, F is for fashion, fidelity, or fame.
F is for fabulous, as you know.
Oh, man, we're cooked. We're cooked, Al. Let's see how you take another more line.
Oh, we're cooked. Let's start over. Let's start over. Where do you want to go from?
We'll make friends of every
orchestra.
You'll make friends of every stranger
with a Philco record changer,
from the table size
to those that weigh a ton.
Or to make your life ecstatic,
and we can be too emphatic,
to get that brand new automatic 1201. Yes, yes, for jazz or operatic.
That's good,
in a bar or an attic.
That's where we're going, in an attic.
Yes.
Change warehouse, get up in the morning.
Get the simple but dramatic 1201.
And remember, folks, let me hear that chord.
Ah, I got it now.
Good.
F is for fashion, fidelity or fame.
F is for fabulous, as you know.
First with the finest, it's spelled with an F.
And Kelco, you spell P-H-I-L-C-O.
P-H-I-L-C-O.
Kelco, you spell P-H-I-L-C-O. Without an F.
You got a nice place down in Palm Springs?
Ding.
Move over, yeah, I'll be listen. Dumb.
What's next? And don't tell me.
Well, Al, some time ago you made a record of a song called The One I Love Belongs to Somebody Else.
Oh, I remember it well.
When that record came out, I played it so much that I wore it out. Would you believe me?
I believe you. I did the same thing myself.
Now, what I'm getting at, Al, is that I recorded that same tune for Decca myself.
Yeah.
It's not released yet, but I was wondering if you'd like to run through with it.
Oh, I'd be glad to do it, Dana. By the way, let's not do any elbowing here at the mic, and let's get...
Yeah, I get a little on the muscle. I've been with Pepsodent a couple of times. We've got to fight to get up to the mic around there. I'll just start, John.
There's no joke. You can start that.
Somebody else.
She means a tender song for somebody else.
And even when I have my arms around her, I know her thoughts are strong for somebody else. The hand I hold belongs to somebody else. I've been there not so cold to somebody else.
It's tough to be alone on the shelf.
It's worse to fall in love by yourself.
The one I love belongs to somebody else. The one I love belongs to somebody else.
That about gets it for tonight, unless I forgot to wind my Benrus.
It's really Benrus fun, Bing.
I enjoyed every minute of it, Al, and I want you to feel free. Just drop in anytime.
Well, bless your heart, Martha Crosby. That's what you call real Southern hospitality.
Yeah.
And by the way, Bing, look.
Mm-hmm.
If they decide to make your life story at Paramount, remember, I'll be glad to do the same thing for you I did for Larry Parks.
Blue sky smiling at me.
Whistling, too, huh? Good night, folks. Good night, Al.
This program is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. The singing commercial was written by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen. We're probably waiting out in the alley for Mr. Crosby and Mr. Jolson. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week when Bing's guest will be Groucho Marx. And remember, for tops in radio listening all the time, get a Philco, famous for quality the world over.